I'll be reading from John chapter 13. Here we find that the words of the master flowed more freely once the traitor had been removed. When Judas left the room, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him." If his death was to be glorifying, it must have been because something would be done by his death which was not accomplished by his words, his miracles, or his healings. All through his life, he had endeavored to communicate his love for mankind, but it was not until his body, like the alabaster box, would be broken that the perfume of his love would pervade the world. There are some people, they look around and all they see is an ocean of sin and debauchery, an ocean of hurting people, sinful people. When I look at Calvary, I see an ocean of love, an ocean of grace, an ocean of forgiveness that comes only through the blood of the Lamb. Next, we find Jesus addressing his apostles in two different ways, as a dying parent to his children and a dying Lord to his servants. He said, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. And as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So I say unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciples." Simon Peter said unto him, "Where are you going, Lord?" Jesus answered, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards." Peter said, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Really? Will you lay down your life for my sake? Peter, the cock shall not crow until you have denied me three times." And then he speaks to his children and says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And he could have added, "If it were not true, I would have told you." Jesus told them, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he shall abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. And when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." And then he warns his children, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. The time will come that whosoever kills you will think that he does God a service. All these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If you were of the world would love its own. Because you are not of the world, therefore the world hates you." He tells them, "I have many things to say unto you, but you are not able to bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.